Dogen Zenji once said, as long as there is true bowing, the Buddha way will not deteriorate. Shunryu Suzuki said, by bowing, we are giving up our dualistic ideas. Usually, to bow means to pay our respects to something which is more worthy of respect than ourselves. But when you bow to Buddha, you should have no idea of Buddha. You just become one with Buddha. You are already Buddha. When you become one with Buddha, one with everything that exists, you find the true meaning of being. When you forget all your dualistic ideas, everything becomes your teacher, and everything can be the object of worship. He also said, bowing is a very serious practice. You should be prepared to bow even in your last moment. Even though it is impossible to get rid of our self-centered desires, we have to do it. Our true nature wants us to. Everything can be an object of worship. Dogen says, in receiving the marrow by bowing, if you exclude those who have broken precepts, you exclude all bodhisattvas. If you exclude those who may break precepts in the future, you exclude all bodhisattvas who arouse the aspiration for enlightenment. If you exclude them in such a way, you need to exclude everyone. Then how can the Buddha Dharma be actualized? The farther away you push objects or people, the deeper you become attached to them. This is not the way of emancipation. Investigate this thoroughly. Shunryu Suzuki described having a teacher who bowed so much that he had a mark on his forehead. And he asked him, why do you bow so much? And he said, because I'm stubborn. I think I'm stubborn too. And I suspect that maybe others here can relate. We certainly can become quite attached to our dualistic ideas. We can become attached without even knowing that we are attached, because we may not be aware that we hold them. We may think that the way that we think about reality is simply the way reality is. We may not realize that it is just the way our mind divides this from that. Most fundamental division, of course, is self from everything else. There is me and there is everything else. On this most fundamental level, bowing is a very challenging practice and a very deep one. When we bow, we might say we raise the Buddha up above our self-centered ideas, above our sense of self, above the divisions that we mark in the world, even above our delineations of right and wrong, of good and bad. Dogen writes quite a challenging piece here. He's talking about the way that we judge others. If we are unwilling to bow, if we cast out of our practice those who we think are bad, evil, sinners, wrong, harmful, hurtful, shitheads, bad drivers, evil. If we cast those out of our practice, those people out of our practice, we cast out everyone who breaks precepts, who does harmful things, I will no longer hold that person in my heart. I will no longer bow to that person. Then we cast out all bodhisattvas, because every single one of us has caused harm. Every single one of us. And yet, of course, don't we all find ourselves sitting on high in the place of judgment? What a challenging practice it is to bow and bow to everything. Everything and everyone just as they are, without dividing this from that. The deep recognition that is there of our oneness, of our non-separation, of the way that all things are dependently arisen. Our metaphor of waves in the ocean, we are one wave, there is another wave over there, but we are all water. We're all in this together, all profoundly connected in ways that are beyond our capacity to recognize with our dualistic thinking minds. Bowing is such a deep practice, it opens us beyond thinking. I often offer these qualifications in my talks because it's important not to dismiss these relative truths of right and wrong. Of course, there are some actions that we can take and that others take that are more and harmful than others, or that can be helpful and beneficial. And of course, we have to think about those things and live as ethically as we can, and we hope others will do the same. Maybe we help others do the same by simply living our vow to do our best with these struggles, and to atone when we make mistakes, which is inevitable, to bow when we screw up, when we cause harm. That too can be so challenging, can't it? The moment of when pride kicks in and we don't want to acknowledge that we've done wrong, how hard it can be in that moment to simply bow and accept things as they are. What a beautiful thing it is to offer incense to Buddha. This ephemerality, this burning away immediately in front of us, solidity becoming smoke and ash. This offering to impermanence, this offering to the great dissolution of moment after moment, this offering to becoming, and we step back and we bow, not separate from the great dissolution, not separate from the becoming, a part of the great movement and flow of life, of reality, of something quite beyond conception, incapable of pinning it down with our thinking minds, incapable of placing someone into the category of sinner, recognizing their full humanity, born into the same causes and conditions, same genetics, same biology, same life. We would likely do the same things. What makes us think we're so special? So above others, that we could not bow to the vast network of causes and conditions that give rise to their suffering and to their actions. Of course, we can recognize that those actions hurt, that they're harmful, that they're painful. We can weep. We can be angry. But we can even bow to our own tears and to our own anger. We just bow and accept them. We accept everything just as it is. We worship everything. This great reality unfolding. Perhaps there is no deeper practice than bowing in our tradition. And yet bowing is not any different from sitting on the cushion. This is all we do as we sit here. We observe, we bear witness, we don't turn away. We allow everything to be just as it is, and we don't separate from it. We don't try to place it in an object in the east and get ourselves over to the west. Those objects are here with us in the west. Wherever we go, we bring ourselves with us, and our heart contains the whole universe. There is no gap. There's nowhere to go. We bow to the recognition of our interwovenness, our interdependency, to our non-separation, to the lack of any separate fixed self that could be better than others or that could be worse than others. We bow worshiping ourselves, just as we are already Buddhas. The entire universe manifesting in our heart minds. Such a mystery, such magic. And yet so simple, just so ordinary, just life as it is. Sitting together, the incense wafting through, feeling our feet touch the floor as we snake around the zendo. Just this. I think maybe it's worth taking the time every time we sit to bow deeply. So at the end of every sit, we do three bows. We bow all the way to the ground, those of us who can physically. And those of us who can't, we bow. We do standing bows. If we can't do that, we bow in our heart. This great receiving. Maybe this way of giving up the fight against the way things are. Things are as they are. When we fight the way things are, we lose. They already are as they are. It is from this deep bowing and recognition of the way things are that perhaps some clarity around what we can do next arises. Some response that perhaps is helpful or skillful. But first, we have to recognize the way things are. We can even bow to our own death. Shunryu Suzuki again says, we should bow right up to the moment of our death. Just think about that. Death is here, visiting. What might it mean in such a moment? To bow. So I want to invite all of us to be awake to this practice of bowing. To be awake to the ways that it touches your heart. To notice the resistance that may come. Sometimes we are in a moment when we are supposed to bow, and some part of us says, I don't want to bow. Not a problem, actually, that the resistance arises. Good to just notice it. The bow is what brought it up. Now we have the chance to see it. And maybe we can bow saying, I hate this. And just be with it. Letting this bow illuminate things just as they are. So yes, an invitation for all of us to practice with awareness around bowing and to ask ourselves, what is it for you? To bow.